This weekend, we celebrate Labor Day, a national holiday dedicated to the American worker and labor union. Because it's only a weekend and because more people associate it with the end of summer and cookouts than working and resting, we tend to forget about the larger movement behind the day itself. According to the History Channel, before laborers banded together to form unions, the average worker worked 12-hour days and 7-day weeks in order to eke out a basic living. Children as young as 5 or 6 toiled in mills, factories, and mines across the country. And people of all ages, particularly the very poor and recent immigrants, often faced extremely unsafe working conditions. The labor movement fought for the oppressed workers to bring about safe working conditions, fair pay, and reasonable hours. They faced death and sacrificed wages, but still remained committed to their cause and created change. This weekend, we celebrate people who acknowledged the cost of committing to their cause and went through with it anyways. Therefore, it's fitting that today's scripture in Luke honors this theme as well. Beyond all of the negative words Jesus uses in describing how one becomes a disciple is a reminder of what it means to commit to being a disciple. The labor movement required cost and commitment because change didn't happen immediately. We still need people to commit to the Christian religion as disciples because there is still just injustice and oppression in the world, and there are still changes to be made to make our world a better place. When I listen to today's scripture, I hear two main points about life as a disciple that apply just as much today as it did to the disciples following Jesus and to those who fought throughout the years for the labor movement. Number one, it is going to be hard and not everyone is going to like us, even when they are related and supposed to love us. Number two, we need to do a lot of thinking about the pros and cons of choosing to be Christian. This is not a decision made in the spur of the moment, but one we continue to struggle with throughout our entire lives. In the time of the disciples and even that of the early Christians, following Jesus and following Jesus' teachings truly could end up costing you your life. Jesus himself went to the cross. And while being a Christian today is much less likely to mean that we die for our beliefs, sometimes we forget that there is a cost still to being a disciple. We get so complacent and comfortable with our beliefs and our Sunday worship that we forget that Jesus continuously calls us to stand up for the other, the poor, the oppressed, the grieving. We claim to love all people on Sunday and then participate in actions during the week that oppress and stigmatize the other. We choose the easy part of being a Christian and forget the hard work that Jesus asks of us. Jesus tells us that if we are to follow him, we must hate our families, our parents, our siblings, our spouses, our children. He also says that we must get rid of all of our possessions. These were literally part of the cost of being a disciple and following Jesus in Jesus' day. Thankfully, we don't have to take them literally today, but we do need to view these calls for what they are in today's world. Calls to challenge the status quo. Calls to change and challenge the power. We also need to acknowledge that speaking out for the marginalized and oppressed still brings risk to our lives and that we are called as Christians to take these risks. Our family might just become angry with us when we call them out for using oppressive stereotypes against women, against Muslims, against immigrants, or people of color. We might just end up in prison for a few days or weeks if we decide to participate in a protest. We may have to lose our comfortable and convenient lifestyle to avoid companies that treat workers and the environment unfairly. We do not always want to speak out for the marginalized in fear of becoming marginalized ourselves. But we cannot claim to pray in love while ignoring what it means to truly be a disciple of Jesus Christ. The joy in taking these risks, however, is that we start to create God's kingdom, where love, peace, and justice reign here on earth. We create a new family and new relationships with those committed like us to Christ and those needing to feel God's presence and hope. In the second half of today's text, Jesus compares choosing to become a disciple to an architect building a building or a king deciding to go to war. Both require one to consider the pros and cons of a decision, to ask questions, to look at all possible options. Jesus is reminding us that discipleship is not just about a one-time decision or action, but that it is about a commitment to a lifetime of action. By saying that we are disciples, we are committing to a process that takes time and is never truly finished. We are acknowledging that there will be failures and successes along the way, and that we will continue on after both. An architect building a tower cannot commit to the tower and then abandon it halfway just because something went wrong. A king cannot bail out of war because he changes his mind at the last minute. Both must commit through their successes and their failures. God knows we are human, and that is the beauty of grace. When Jesus asks us to commit as disciples, he knows we will not always be able to face the challenges or the risks. Commitment is not about following everything perfectly, but rather about learning from our mistakes and using that to grow our faith. Grace allows us to choose safety over risk and still come back into the fold to choose risk the next time. Grace gives us hope while at the same time reminding us that we are called back to discipleship and the challenge of living a life of love and peace. Now, I know that you here at Grace have recently gone through the open and affirming process, and I couldn't help but see the parallels between this process and today's scripture. While I myself have not been a leader yet in the church going through this process, I have been a member. I have seen firsthand that a church deciding to become open and affirming is not a decision made on a whim. It requires the congregation to explore and question your faiths and beliefs. I have seen the costs in losing church members who don't agree with the decision. But I have also seen the joy and hope when visitors come to the church for the first time because they finally feel welcome in God's kingdom. By committing to going through the open and affirming process, as a congregation, you committed to exploring what it means to be a disciple in today's world. The vote you made was not the final step, just the next step of the process. For you are still in a process now, figuring out what exactly being an open, affirming church here in Lancaster, Ohio is going to look like beyond participating in Pride. You have opened yourselves up to the costs of discipleship, but also the joys. For example, we had Johanna's Burger King story just this morning. We had over 200 people that stopped by the table. If just a couple of those people feel welcome and joining you here on Sunday, that is a joy. That is a success. You have shared the love of God with one another. The process is hard, and not everyone is going to be happy with the outcome. But the opportunities for growing as a community of faith ultimately outweigh the negative. So this Labor Day, as you sit outside enjoying the last days of summer, I invite you to take a moment and remember the poor, the immigrant, the oppressed, who stood up for themselves and others so that all workers might experience a better life. Thank them for their example of commitment to end oppression. Then ask yourself, how can I follow in their footsteps to be a better disciple and labor for love? For when we choose love over fear and hate and intolerance, we experience the joy of discipleship and heaven here on earth. May it be so.